Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The commissioner of the Chicago Department of Public Health, Dr. Allison Arwadi. Doctor, thanks for joining
us.
How are you
today? Good morning. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Well, anxious to find out how we're doing here in Chicago. Talking about Illinois earlier and the positivity rate, 3.8% over the last week. That's up from 2.5% 3 weeks ago. How worried are you about the city of Chicago right now?
We're definitely seeing some gentle increases, both in terms of our cases, in terms of our percent positivity. We've not seen the major spikes that we've seen around the country. And in fact, there are a lot of counties in Illinois, unfortunately, that are having more trouble controlling the outbreak than we are here in Chicago right now. But I am concerned because we're seeing some of these gentle increases. And I really want to make sure we do everything we can to keep our outbreak here and as much control as we can.
Is there a magic number you watch as far as determining whether Chicago would have to shut down again?
Yeah, so we talk a lot about what is our average number of new cases per day. And right now, we're adding about 240 new cases per day, every day. We would really like to get that number back below 200 if we possibly could. That would push us sort of out of a higher risk setting. But we'd have a lot more concern if we got up to a point where we were adding more than 400 new cases per day. If we were adding that number of cases per day, that's more at the level where we're seeing some of the states around us that we've had to put, for example, the emergency travel order in place. So we're in kind of a yellow zone of concern.
And right now you're promoting Michigan tourism over Wisconsin tourism, aren't you?
Well, I'm concerned about Wisconsin. Wisconsin, unfortunately, is one of the states that really does not have this outbreak in control. They don't have basic things in place like a mask requirement, as we do here in Illinois and in Chicago. And really, my goal is to not have people get COVID and to not have people bring COVID back to Chicago. Right now, Michigan's doing a better job, quite a bit better job, than Wisconsin is in controlling COVID.
Four more states have been added to Chicago's travel order requiring people to quarantine for 14 days if they've been in those states. How can you monitor who is following the rules?
Yeah, so, you know, the primary goal of this is really education. Having people understand that traveling to these states does put them at significant risk. It's at the same, you know, these are places that are at a level, the equivalent would be in Chicago if we were having 400 new cases per day. They're not just a little bit worse, they're quite a lot worse in terms of the risk for COVID. You know, we are not pulling over people with out-of-state license plates. We're not tracking down, you know, individual lists of folks at the airport. But if we identify people in the course of doing an investigation or, you know, really in any other way, we do have the ability to fine folks between $100 and $500 per day if they don't follow that quarantine. My hope, though, is that people will do the right thing, put off travel to states that are really having bad outbreaks and don't run the risk of bringing it back to Chicago.
Do you have access to numbers in the nearby suburbs here? I know we talked about different counties in Illinois pretty far from Chicago, but do you look at the city numbers compared to different suburbs? And if so, what is that telling us?
Yeah, certainly we do. So, you know, both the city of Chicago and Cook County, we have by far the largest population. We also have by far the largest number of COVID cases. But what we look at is actually the number of COVID cases per population, and that's how we look at outbreaks really across the country to understand what the risk is. And certainly, particularly downstate, there are a number of counties that are having rates, you know, much, much higher, multiple times higher than we're having in Chicago right now. And we're seeing folks in those settings not doing as good a job of wearing masks, not doing as good a job of the social distancing as folks broadly have been here. So I worry, certainly, that, you know, if any part of Illinois is not in good control, I obviously worry about Chicago. And that's the same where we see states still not taking this as seriously as they should, and still just having outbreaks that are out of control.
This week, I think there's only four states trending well in controlling the spread of the virus, going down or holding steady, at least. What can we learn from the states as far as what needs to be done? What can we learn from the places that are doing well?
Yeah, so, you know, by and large, what all of the data shows us is that where COVID is spreading the most is in people's households and in people's private social gatherings when their guard is down. So this is less about, you know, obviously we want to make sure at the city and the state level, things like mask requirements and strong requirements around distancing in workplaces and restaurants, et cetera, you want to make sure all of that is in place. But what really drives this outbreak are the individual decisions that people are making, particularly in settings with friends and with family where they feel safe. And so I think, you know, a lot of this comes down to whether people are following the science, doing the things that we know help protect against the spread of COVID. And if people here in Chicago and in Illinois can keep doing those things that work, that's actually the most important thing for us being able to stem the spread of this disease. I don't think it's an accident that where things like wearing a mask have become a political decision rather than a decision to, you know, protect the community around me, that we're seeing more problems with spread.
I can't wait to go home and hear my wife's plans for the weekend, and then I can tell her that the commissioner of the Chicago Department of Public Health is urging me to be antisocial. I'm going to use your name.
Yes, it's about just being careful, right? We're in a place where we're the most open large city in the U.S. at this point. We have more things open, and we've been able to keep our outbreak broadly in control, really, than anywhere else. But it all comes down to people not just thinking COVID's over and that they can go about all of the socializing without concern. So you don't have to be entirely antisocial, but I want you to be very carefully social.
Oh, no, I'll go all the way. Antisocial for me.
Dr. Very good.
Allison,
even better.
Allison Harwadi, thank you so much.
Thank you.